Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the CG Power and Industrial Solutions Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by IIFL Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Renu Baid Pugalia from IIFL Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Yusuf. Very good evening, everyone. Today we have with us the management of CG Power to discuss the 1Q FY24 results. From the management, we have with us today Mr. N. Srinivasan, Managing Director, Mr. Sushil Todi, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Ramesh Kumar, President, Industrial Division, Mr. Mukul Srivastava, President, Power Systems, and Mr. Ranjan Singh, Executive Vice President, Railways. Without taking much time, I would now like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, after which we can start the session for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Let me first extend a warm welcome to you all for this first quarter of FY24 annual earnings call. I am Natarajan Srinivasan, Managing Director of the company. I would like to briefly introduce my colleagues who are with me on this call: Ramesh Kumar, President, Industrial Division; Mukul Srivastava, President, Power Division; Mr. Ranjan Singh, Executive Vice President; and then Sushil Todi, Chief Financial Officer. On the whole, we had a very good quarter. Year-on-year, all the businesses grew in double digits, and profit before tax for the quarter grew by about 55%. Profit before tax achieved in Q1 FY24 is the highest ever recorded in quarter one in recent times. The order book continues to be strong. As of 30th June 2023, the unexecuted order book aggregate to 4,909 crores. Company performance: aggregate sales for the quarter were higher at 1,666 crores, recording a growth of 13% year-on-year and lower by 1% quarter-on-quarter. Profit before tax was at 256 crores at 14.5% of sales in Q1 of FY24, as against 165 crores, 10.6% of sales in Q1 of FY23, and rupees 252 crores on 14.1% of sales in Q4 of FY23. Margins were higher year-on-year on account of volume growth, softening in input costs, favorable product mix, and procurement efficiencies. Return on capital employed annualized for this quarter was at 45%, as against 38% in Q1 of FY23. Order intake for Q1 of FY24 was at 2,514 crores, a 47% growth year-on-year, and unexecuted order book, as stated earlier, as on 30th June 2023, stood at 4,909 crores, 39% higher year-on-year. Segment-wise performance: Industrial Systems. Aggregate sales for the quarter were higher at 1,258 crores, recording a growth of 13% year-on-year and 5% quarter-on-quarter. Profit before interest and tax was at 197 crores in Q1 of FY24, as against 153 crores in Q1 of FY23, and rupees 188 crores in Q4 of FY23. Margins were higher year-on-year on account of volume growth, softening in input costs, and procurement efficiencies. Order intake for Q1 of FY24 was 1,395 crores, recording a growth of 27% year-on-year, and unexecuted order book for this division, as of 30th June 2023, was 2,035 crores, which is a 12% growth over year-on-year. Power Systems. Aggregate sales for the quarter were higher at 512 crores, recording a growth of 13% year-on-year and lower by 14% quarter-on-quarter. Profit before interest and tax was at 63 crores in Q1 of FY24, as against 40 crores in Q1 of FY23, and rupees 75 crores in Q4 of FY23. Margins were significantly higher year-on-year on account of higher realizations and favorable product mix. Order intake for Q1 FY24 was 1,119 crores, growth of 84% year-on-year, and unexecuted order book, as of 30th June 2023, stood at 2,874 crores, a growth of 69% year-on-year. Consolidated financial results. Consolidated results include the performance of the operating subsidiaries at Sweden, Germany, and Netherlands, that is Drives and Automation Group Europe, CG Adhesive Products India, and other non-operating and holding subsidiaries. Aggregate sales for the quarter were higher at 1,874 crores, recording a growth of 14% year-on-year and lower by 2% on quarter-on-quarter. Profit before tax was at 263 crores, 14% of sales in Q1 of FY24, as against 167 crores, 10.1% of sales in Q1 of FY23, and rupees 262 crores in Q4 of FY23. Unexecuted order book at consolidated the Drives and Automation Europe as on 30th June 2023 stood at 136 crores. The company, subsequent to the quarter ended June 30, 2023, has concluded the sale of QEI LLC for a total consideration of about $10.5 million, free of cash and debt. Between myself and my colleagues, we'll be happy to answer questions. Unaudited financial statements with detailed notes are available as part of stock exchange filing and the company's website, www.cgglobal.com. Thank you.
We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mr. Mohit Kumar. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and congratulations on an excellent quarter, and thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is on the power system. Are you seeing a strong inquiry for power transformers and GIS and reactors, given that a lot of transmission projects are up for bidding, and also the tending on the RDSS side is picking up materially?
Mukul?
Yes, sir.
Please answer.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yes, the short answer to your query is yes. There's a strong inflow of inquiries for practically all the segments, including power transformer, distribution transformers, as well as medium voltage switchgears coming out of RDSS scheme, as you mentioned. And for the TBCB projects, also propelling the demand for the AIS high voltage switchgear and also the GIS switchgear in all the segments.
So my second question is, sir, on the railway opportunity, especially on the signaling side. I believe that there is a significant upcoming opportunity is there for automatic block signaling, electronic interlocking, and axle counters. And I believe there is a gap in a portfolio. Am I right in saying that? And how are you trying to fill up this gap by tying up with international, you know, vendors?
Yes, we do have a gap in this area, and we are pursuing partnerships for working on developing the products as well as approvals for the same. And going forward in the next couple of years, we should be in the line.
But do you think this opportunity is significant, sir? And the bidding, the tendering will start happening from this fiscal? Is that the right expectation?
Pardon me, can you repeat it?
Sir, I'm saying, do you think the investment in all these three ticket items, do you think it will pick up from this fiscal or next fiscal?
No, it would take more than this and next, because in signaling domain, because it's a safety critical thing, it takes a longer time to get the products made and approved by the system of RDSO and other approvers. It takes a longer time. There is a lot of kilometers of Indian Railway lines where these systems have to be incorporated going forward. We see that there would be a demand going forward for a longer period of time, and we would not be found wanting in pursuing the technology with the partnerships that we are pursuing now.
Understood, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have our next question from the line of Dhananjay Bagordia from ASK. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, congratulations on a good set of numbers. So usually your order book, what is the execution cycle like for both segments? How many months or years does a typical order get executed over?
So it depends on product to product, segment to segment. Railways, generally you can say about a year or so. Then similarly, motors, actually it's there are short lead items ranging from 3 to 4 months. And also there are large industrial motors which can take much longer time. Transformer switch gears, again, depending upon the power transformers, large size capacity may take about 9 to 12 months. And so switch gears also similarly, depending upon the range, anything between 3 to 9 months it will take.
Okay, so for motors, there's no like thumb rule as such?
No, depends on product to product, it will differ.
Okay, sure. And so in the annual report, we had mentioned something along the lines with the Indian Navy. Has any update on that, or is it too early to speak about?
Indian Navy for?
The Indian Navy planned to produce 2 carriers and 35 warships, opportunity for motors and drives.
Yeah, yeah. We are developing some motors for them, and we are in the process of getting approval. So that is the opportunity what we have mentioned. So we are working on these opportunities.
Okay, fine. Sure, I'll come back in for more. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Charanjit Singh from DSP. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on the good set of numbers. The first question is on the power segment. If you see, there's been a significant scale-up in the order inflow at around 1,100 crores. If you can give some, you know, split in terms of whether it is coming from industry, power grid, or state transport. Similarly, on the industrial side, you know, this 1,400 crores of inflow, who could be our large customers here? Any kind of color on that?
So, Mukul? Yes, sir. See, the large orders are actually coming from the utilities, and the utilities are being serviced even by the EPC contractor. So practically, large rating orders, especially the 400 kV line and all that, are governed by the utilities in the country, like transmission or distribution side. So this is largely driven by the utilities.
So is there a breakup, sir? What is the percentage which is coming from utilities, EPC contractors, and private segment?
So we will not be able to share those in the breakup details.
Okay, sir. And sir, on both the power and the industrial side, what is the current utilization level and any further capacity additions which we are doing in each of these segments?
So both the power the transformer and distribution transformer, we have already, you know, our board has cleared an expansion. So from the power transformer from 17,000 MVA, we moved to 25,000 MVA. Then similarly, the distribution transformer, our capacity is less than about 6 to 7%. We move want to go to 10% market share. So this will take about next to 12 to 15 months to implement.
Okay. And so lastly, from my side, in terms of exports, any, you know, new initiatives, which we are, you know, doing to pick up in the export market?
No, it is there, but right now we are running full capacity to meet even the domestic demand. If it is take to a transformer, there is a, you have seen the order book, therefore we are in a position to, not in a position to even cater to the domestic demand. So we are not very taking so much steps to about export market at this point of time, but always we are in touch with customers. Similarly, in motors, there is a little bit of exports what we do every year that we continue to do. Further focus will be done gradually in such a time when you will be able to meet the export inquiries.
Got it, sir. That's all for my sir. I'll circle back in with you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Suraj Malu from Catamaran. Please go ahead.
Sir, I'd like to understand what is our revenue split across the segments, the LT motors, HT motors, power transformer, distribution transformers, and switch gears?
So within the motor, we don't give the breakup. How much is LT motor, HT motor, we don't give the breakup. So similarly, power transformer distribution transformer, we only support only one segment. We don't give the breakup separately.
Okay. And if we can understand the market share?
So market share, I said in the transformer business, in our market share is less than 10%. So not a big market share. In the motors, LT motors, actually, we have, our market share will be close to 35%.
Okay. And HT motors?
We were at 16%.
16. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ravi Swaminathan from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congrats on a good set of numbers. My first question is in terms of the, what are the key sectors which are driving the growth in LT and HT motors? Top two, three sectors, if you can.
Yes. Yeah, the water and wastewater infrastructure, basically, and some ethanol, all these sectors are doing very well. But in general, other sectors also, though they are not very high growth, this year we saw a good growth in sugar also.
And with respect to the HT motors, sir?
Yeah, HT also, both LT and HT together, I am telling you. So it goes hand in hand for all the applications.
Okay. And with respect to HT motors, the mid-teens market share, can we think of it going up to the LT level, LT motor level market share? Is that a possibility?
No, I don't think we will be able to reach that level because the number of players in HT is much more, and capacity is also is a constraint as of now. So maybe if we plan to expand our capacity, we'll get back to you on that.
Got it, sir. And with respect to the consumer durable piece, how much revenue have we done this quarter? What is the revenue target there? Any sense on that?
We don't give the breakup actually, but we are definitely growing much, much more than the market growth. And we have reached to the level of more than 2% in fans and more than 3% in pumps in market share.
Yeah. Okay, and in terms of profitability at an EBIT level, is it profit break-even or above break-even, below?
Yeah, above break-even.
Got it. And in terms of supply of motors for EVs, etc., what is the progress there, sir?
No, we are definitely working on that very seriously, not only with OEMs, and we are also talking to various technology partners. So most probably we will have both breakthroughs in couple of quarters.
Okay. Okay. And when will we start seeing revenues from that, sir? This year, next year?
So maybe next year.
Okay. Got it, sir. And my final question is...
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Swaminathan. May we please request you to join to the queue for the follow-up question?
Sure.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference call, please limit your questions to two per participants. Next question is from the line of Bhumika Nair from DEM Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and congratulations on a great set of numbers. Sir, if I look at it, you know, in terms of order inflows for the IS industrial systems, you know, YOY, you're starting to see some bit of a kind of a flattening out of the order inflows. And if you see in the last three quarters, it's hovered around the 1,300-1,400 crore kind of an order inflow range. So is it that, you know, while the base ordering remains fairly healthy, now inquiry levels are starting to plateau out, or is there something to read into this kind of flattening last couple of quarters kind of an order inflow?
So our understanding of this is actually the dealers do not want to stock higher inventories because of the general feeling of volatility in the commodity prices and consequence impact on finished good prices. Underlying demand continues to be strong, while the dealers actually may probably, instead of stocking, they may purchase and sale like that. That strategy may follow. This is what we are reading into this.
Okay. And so with the softening of commodity prices, are we starting to take some, price cuts, or is the industry taking any kind of price passing on the softening of this raw material prices softening?
So if it continues to soften like this, further, if the graph is going to downward, then probably we have to do. So just to see these price revisions, whether increase or downwards, are not done every fortnight or every month. We have to see the trend. If the trend continues to really soften, then probably market will adjust, market will demand, and finally prices may be softened.
Okay. And if I may just squeeze in one more question on the EV space, we were working on kind of doing some technological tie-ups, etc. So if you can just give an update on where are we in the entire process, etc., on that aspect.
So we have not reached a stage where we can make any announcements, but that is the part. Everything is in work in progress. So once we were able to do something firm, then definitely we'll have to announce, we'll do that.
Sure. And just one last bookkeeping question on railways, the revenues inflow and backlog for that segment.
The revenue would be for railways is about 337 odd crores, and backlog would be about 863.
Is on UOB.
Backlog, yes, UOB.
857 crores.
Yeah, 863 crores is the backlog of orders.
Okay.
And 337 odd crores was the revenue of railway. The products that we sold to railway, it is going from industry as well as power together.
Yes. Yes. Got it. Great, sir. I'll come back in the question queue. Wishing you all the very best.
Thank you, Bhoomika. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Harshit Patel from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is on our drives business. So I have noticed we have been doing quite well in our European subsidiary. So are we taking any steps to bring that Emotron brand to India? Are we trying to exploit that cross-selling opportunity along with our motors?
So definitely there is some thinking is there, but right now they have so much of order book, they are not able to cater to the demand of their own customers there. So it requires some preparation at various levels. So the products have to be tuned to the Indian market conditions and what the Indian market customer requires. You have to do those things. We are at it. Maybe at some point this will happen.
Understood. Sir, secondly, on the motors capacity, you have already announced the doubling of capacity in the LT motors. Now that the large infrastructure projects are picking up and going by your commentary as well, we have been doing quite well in that area. So why not start expanding the capacities on HT motors as well?
Yeah, HT motor is also there, but initially, LT motor, what we thought was because we have never tapped the export market. So HT now it is growing very well. So that is also on the cards of expanding HT motors going forward.
Sure. And so just lastly, an update on the 440 kV GIS switch gear that we were trying to develop. I think you have previously mentioned that we might be able to commercialize that product by the end of FY25. So just wanted to check if we are on track on that or not.
Mukul?
Yes. Yes. We are working on various component development of it, and we are on track.
Sure, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much for answering my questions, and all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ankur Sharma from HDFC Life. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Good evening. Thanks as always for your time. I have three questions. One, on the last call, you spoke about being pre-qualified for supplies of motors to Nuclear Power Corporation of India, and that you also got some orders from NPCIL. So if you could just help us, what is the size of the order that you won? what could be potentially the size of the opportunity? What are tenders either coming out or already out on the nuclear, the motors which go into the nuclear side?
So I think there is some kind of a confidentiality. We cannot disclose more details here. But it's a large order, I can say. So opportunities are there in this segment. If you are able to establish as a credible supplier, not only opportunity in India, but also opportunity outside India.
Okay. But any numbers you can put? I know not on the order which you won, but either in terms of general market which can open up or the size of tenders which are there up for bidding at this point.
But markets can open up, but it will take time. You have to, because these are all such a, given the criticality, everywhere there will be a product approval. You have to get yourself approved. It will take long. It is a little bit of a longer term thing. So, but the opportunity is there, definitely.
Okay, fair. So second question was on the power systems business, where for a second quarter in a row, we've seen very, very strong order inflows. And I think, in the beginning of the call, as you said, inquiry and ordering overall has been very strong on the transformer switchgear side. Even our order backlogs have gone up substantially, but clearly conversion of that into revenue seems to be a little soft, So is it just that is the execution timelines which are kind of constraining us from delivering higher revenue? Is it capacity constraints? If you just help me around that.
No, both actually. These are not something, mass production items. Each order has its own specifications, and then it has to be done as a specific order. And secondly, we are constrained by capacity. So therefore, there is bound to be some lag or some lead time to complete and execute these orders.
Okay. But nevertheless, we should see a pickup, right? And a significant pickup in the coming quarters, right? Given the way the backlog has moved, right? On the power side.
Whatever is the capacity, accordingly, then we have capacity utilization is there with respect to the existing capacity. While we have taken steps to expand the capacity, that is going to take some time.
Right.
Otherwise, the run rate, whatever we are doing, maybe here and there may be some increase by 10%-15%, it can happen. Otherwise, there cannot be a big 10x difference.
Sure. Okay. Fair. And just one last one was on the rail side. And we've been saying on, especially on the propulsion equipment side for both the Vande Bharat and maybe even on the bigger size locos, we've been talking of a tie-up to kind of pre-qualify. And I think we've also got some trial orders on the Vande Bharat side. So if you could just update us both on the trial orders, when do we kind of complete that and pre-qualify independently, or also on tie-ups with a partner to kind of pre-qualify for some of these orders?
So the development order for to execute and then qualify to get a bulk order, it is some time off, and it's not going to happen now. But for any of the other ongoing tenders, if we are talking to some people, if some like-minded companies are interested, these Vande Bharat orders are, as you know, the volumes are large and then amount is large. Plus, there is also a 35-year AFC for all these trains. So if some, there are globally, there are only about 10 to 12 rolling stock manufacturers, of which already three people are already in India. So the remaining of them, if they are interested to join, and then if they are like-minded, certainly we are talking to a few of them. If it comes through, then we can participate as a consortium for these tenders.
So that's still work in progress. Okay. So
yes.
We still, okay. Okay, sir. Great. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Mahawar from UBS. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So congratulations on a consistent operational show. I just have two quick questions, and also building on Ankur's question. So if you basically see the opportunity of supplies with the semi-high-speed propulsions, how difficult is it for you to scale up capacities? Because cost leadership is always there. We have a strong track record. We have almost 12-13 billion worth of railway portfolio. How difficult is it for you to build semi-high-speed propulsion capability and capacity in the next, say, 2 to 3 years? Because the turnkey players and train builders have a timeline to deliver. So I just wanted to understand how difficult is is it for us to build the capacities there?
His question is, you know, how difficult it is to build the capacity in propulsion. That is not the problem, actually.
That is not the problem. It is basically the qualification that is there and eligibility criteria demands that the people should be train builders with the proven track record of having supplied globally the number of trains and equipment in the last 5 or 10 years, and out of which 30% should have been working satisfactorily for more than 3 years. These are the criteria which, and the numbers that thereof are the limiting conditions which create the issue of not being able to take that part of the cake of the business that we are pursuing. We are pursuing through partnerships where we can be a subcontractor or supplier to those who could win the tenders for making the locomotive or the train sets.
Sure. So will the last 10-15 years of track record will not help us? Is it a new product which will need a PQ to be set up for us?
Pardon me? Can you be a bit?
I'm saying the propulsion that we've supplied historically will not help in the qualification. These are going to be very new sets which will require new PQs. That's one question.
Each is of a different spec. The eligibility of locomotive credentials are not suitable for being in the train set. They are different for that matter.
Fair point. Thank you. And second and last question is, maybe Mr. Mukul or Mr. Ramesh can answer. On exports, what this company used to do around a decade ago was a very large number with its switchgear or, medium voltage, high voltage transformers and motors. In 2025-26, is it possible for our factories to support 1,000 crore exports? Yeah, that's my last question. Thank you.
So the earlier the company's transformer capacity was around 50,000 MVA. Now many of the capacities have got cannibalized, both in India, the consumer factory is gone, outside factories are gone. And currently our capacity is moving from 17,000 MVA to 23,000 MVA. You have seen the domestic order book, which is quite strong. So we need to supply those domestic orders first before think of taking fresh orders for exports.
Fair point, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashwani Sharma from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon and thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is on the margin. The margin trajectory has been very strong for you. But, in light of, growing the order inflow, which is very strong for power system, do you think these kind of margins are sustainable going ahead?
It's difficult to answer this question because, 70% of the cost is actually the material cost, where the cost of material fluctuate. We have maintained, if you compare with this Q1 and last Q1, you will see that the big difference. But if you see the margin for last financial year and then compare it with Q1, that we have more or less maintained. So there are, because of this extreme volatility in market prices, which is what we call it as MSR, material cost to sales. So that is not a controlling factor. So it will be difficult for us to answer this question.
Understood, sir. So my second question is on again on the product portfolio. So within the power systems, like you mentioned about the signaling side, you're still kind of, you have a gap. But is there any product which you kind of thinking of, developing over the next 3 to 4 years in the power system where you feel that there is a gap?
So signal, what you mentioned is probably relatable to railways, is not relatable to power. So power actually, whatever the market demands, it is all a tender-driven business in transformers and switchgear. Whatever customer wants by way of the tender, we respond to the tender and get the order. I think whatever market requirements are there in terms of transformer and switchgear is very much there in our portfolio. I don't know where I've answered your question.
Right. The last one, sir, I believe that you're still, kind of building capabilities on the, Vande Bharat portfolio propulsion system. But are you getting inquiries for the same?
No,
it's inquiry. The inquiries are not like this. The tender are announced. Earlier, about 100 odd train tenders of propulsion were done by ICF, and these were given to various players, majority of which was to one player, and balance were given. We had taken up a development order. We are in the process of doing the development for the same. As far as the next inquiries and other things are concerned, going forward, we expect next tenders to be also coming out, and we would be eligible only when we have done the development and supplied to the railways. It may take some time, as we have said earlier.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for the questions.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mukesh Arvind from Quantum Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. Can I get a brief outlook on the margin segmentally this year and next year going forward?
Margin. So just now I answered this question. I don't know whether you are you listened to that. You know, all our businesses, you know, both power systems as well as motors and industrial systems. Large part of our cost of production is actually material cost. 70% is actually the material cost. So last year and year before, if you have seen, you know, we were, the material prices went through the roof, whether it is be it steel or copper. So there are global phenomena due to which these prices move. So therefore, on which we have no control. And very many times we may not be able to pass on this. You know, even if you want to pass on, there will be a time lag. So there are a number of issues. Therefore, very difficult to make a statement on the margin outlook for this year and next year.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ms. Renu Baidpugalia from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. My first question is, sir, can we have some update on the operational excellence activities that we have now been undertaking for more than 6 to 9 months? And what are the kind of savings that have started accruing to the businesses, both in terms of capacities as well as in terms of financial savings to the EBITDA?
So the operational excellence has been going on for last 18 months, and primarily this is led by a lean initiative in which wherein we are working with an international consulting firm. The benefit of this lean initiative will manifest in about two or three forms. One is actually, you know, due to improved layout and improved motions, you know, certain activities can be reduced, and therefore, you know, the way your production cycle or your operations are carried on may witness go through a change, which for the benefit of the plant. Therefore, space will get reduced, some manpower may get reduced, and also productivity will go up. So these are the ways by which generally this lean initiative is helping us. We won't be able to put through a figure as to how much money has been the savings on account of this activity.
Sure. Secondly, if you look at the motors business, we have earlier spoken of.
Hello?
It seems that we lost the connection for Ms. Renew. Meanwhile,
yes.
We'll move to the next question from the line of Mr. Rahul Gajare from Haitong Securities India Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. I've got a couple of questions. One, can you discuss the cash position at the end of the quarter? And I understand the sale proceed of QAE would have received after that. So, you know, if that has already been received, that's the first question.
So, as of June, our cash position was quite strong. It was 650 crore plus. And the QA sale proceed is not there as of now. It is expected to come in quarter two.
Okay. And, you know, with respect to, you know, the exit of Siemens, you know, from HT Motors, how do you think that will change the dynamics of the HT motor industry, given that Siemens had a leading position in HT Motors? And connected with that, you know, is there any traction on the export business, both on industrial and power side?
No. So on the first question, I don't think they'll have any impact. It's only, if you ask me, Siemens, what are doing is there's only internal. I don't think it'll have any impact. The second question, so we did on exports, as I said, you know, right now, we are just trying to cater to the domestic demand. There are capacity constraints, and then once the capacity moves up, then we will start looking at exports.
Okay, sorry, I actually joined the call late. So is there an update that you can share on the status of the CapEx, both on industrial and power side?
So totally, no, the CapEx is actually for motor expansion, about 280 crores has been budgeted. Similarly, for the transformer expansion, about 125 crores have been budgeted. In addition to that, across the divisions, we'll incur about 100 crores of normal capital expenditure. This money is, this total expenditure of more than 500 crores will be spent this year and next year.
No, in terms of timeline of the commissioning of capacity, that's actually what I...
So it will progressively be commissioned. You know, all capacities will not come online. Even if it comes online, we'll have an issue. Therefore, it will, we have already said it will take about 3 years' time.
Okay. Thank you very much, and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ms. Renu Baid Pugalia. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I got disconnected earlier. So my second question then was, can you highlight some of the initiatives that the company is taking to drive the services part of the portfolio, and both in terms of R&D as well as engineering services? And how do we plan to monetize these revenue streams over the medium term, given the large installed base which CG has?
So already, you know, the, in the power sector, power systems business, there is a stream already, which is reflected in the numbers. And we are taking steps in both the businesses, both in motors, it's others actually. So there are two aspects of the services income, only sale of spares and sale of repairs, by way of repairs, you know, service income by way of repairs. Both, we are now taking steps to map several other, I cannot discuss minute details as to what we are doing. But we, whatever steps we are planning this year, probably will start giving results from next year, and then probably from year after.
Sure. Aligned with this is the other question, that increasingly we're seeing all electrical equipments being a part of a smarter grid or of a smarter process equipment system. So what are the investments that we are doing on the technology side to make the products digitally ready? And any new products that we are thinking of to add to our portfolio from a medium-term perspective, which could be next generation in terms of technology and digitalization?
So, Renu, actually, I discussed earlier the total amount of CapEx that we are planning across businesses. And when we see today, actually, if you replace one machine compared to a vintage machine, that machine will be completely, you know, whatever you said, you know, it will address all the... It will be green, it will be sustainable, it will be algorithm-based, it will be software-based. Earlier, three persons are required, now it will be one person required. This is standard and given. So when we plan the expansion, we are looking at all these aspects. Obviously, when we replace machines or when we go for higher capacity, we go for the tech in terms of both in terms of technology and in terms of operational convenience, and also in terms of digital. I think we are going for the latest. So it will be individually difficult for me to list each one of the items. So these total expenditure, what you have said, it is already built into the expansion, the total overall CapEx, which I mentioned. Yes.
Right. So my question was also from the reference of not just the manufacturing CapEx, but our end products to our customers. So are we making the products more smarter, digitally connected? And any changes in the mix, our product mix, which would enable the digital revenue stream?
So I think you can come over here and then have a discussion.
Sure.
But generally, you know, so in the power business, you know that, you know, we have to conform to the tender specification. Whatever, it's every order, whether it is transformer or switchgear, it is all won on tenders. that whatever tender requirements, if the customer wants it to be more digitally loaded, then it will happen. Otherwise, we will not get qualified. In the motors, actually, we have introduced smart motors, and then this is work in progress, and we have already shipped some motors using smart cards. I hope I have answered your question.
Sure. Thank you, and all the best, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Mongia from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone, and thank you for taking my question.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Mongia. Your voice is not clear. Are you on a speakerphone? Request you to please use the handset.
Sure. Is this better?
Yeah. Yes, this is better. Please go ahead.
Great. Thanks. So thanks for the opportunity. I wanted to kind of check with you on the opportunity regarding energy efficiency. Are you seeing any trends that are supporting this thesis from the industry wherein less the share of I3 and I4 is going up in India? And the related question that I had was that a recent legislation that has been passed in Europe kind of makes energy efficiency even more important over there. So in your export inquiries, have you started to see any effect of that materialize? Thank you.
As you rightly said, Europe is standardized now on IE3. In India, IE3 and IE4 is also picking up. I think almost about 35% has shipped to IE3, though IE3 is not mandatory, but there are a lot of industries we are looking for IE4 also. So definitely going forward, there will be a good demand for IE3, IE4.
Anything on the export side that you are kind of hearing, which is making you believe that the opportunity may be even larger outside India?
We have IE3, IE4 complete range. So wherever in Europe, we are meeting the requirements, wherever the inquiries and distribution network which we have, we are selling through that.
Understood. The second question that I had for you was more on the services part of it. Pardon me if this has been kind of already answered, but area wherein at least my sense is European motor companies have done a lot better on the services side. Would you have any near to medium term targets and timelines, and how is the progress growing as we see through growing the services portfolio linked to motors?
So I think all that I can say is it's a priority area we are working on. We have put specific people. We won't be able to share more granular details.
Got that. Those are my questions, sir. Thanks for your response.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akash from Dalal & Broacha Stock Broking. Please go ahead. Mr. Akash, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead. As there is no response from the current party.
Yes, hello.
Yes, sir, please go ahead.
Yes, so first of all, I'd like to congratulate on your set of numbers and my opportunity. So my question is just...
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Akash, but there is some background noise from your end. Can you please move to a second?
Is it clear now?
Yes, sir, it's better. Please go ahead with the question.
Yeah. So my question is just that... for the transformers and switchgear segment.
Not clear.
How does it manage? Yeah. For the transformers and switchgear segment. How do you
Mr. Akash, there is some background noise from your end. May we request you to please move to some silent zone to ask the question?
Hello? Hello.
It seems that there was some disturbance from Mr. Akash's lines. We will check the connection and get back to Mr. Akash. The next question is from the line of Mr. Vikas Srivastava from RBC Finance Service. Please go ahead.
Yeah,
My question is on the pumps and the fans. Whatever information is available on the public domain regarding this, two questions. What are the geographical areas we have covered in these products in India? And B, when, if you can give some rough idea as to by when do you think it will become a segmental reporting item where you will, we will get into a position where we'll get to know what the turnover from these two products are in the total turnover.
First question,
yeah. Yeah, area wise we cover the complete India because our existing channels and the we have well spread brand across the country, so we have gone for the entire country now, so there's no place where we don't sell.
So your second question, I don't know, because the other segments are also going, they have to do a lot of catching up. So
no, but I believe under accounting standards you have to start reporting if it's more than 5%, if my understanding is right. When does it, I'm assuming that this is a faster growing market than you only 2-3% of, as I heard, of the market today. So just a rough estimate that when do you think we could, where are we in terms of percentage, if you don't want to disclose it, some indication as to when will we cross 5%. Some indication as a percentage of turnover, whatever you can give us to let us know where are we on today and where will we say 2-3 years down the line.
So maybe 2-3 years, you have said, no, 3 years, we can, I can't put any number. So I can't, because I don't have the number with me, I don't give guidance. If we grow, if we reach that level, we will disclose. That's all I can say.
And can you disclose what our turnover is from these products today, or that is also not possible?
So there are fans, geysers, pumps, etc. So we don't give a breakup.
No, no, the gross stuff.
It's a very small number, sir. Just as a requirement from an accounting point of view, until we don't touch 10% of the total turnover, it cannot be reported separately, sir. So that is the requirement of the accounting standard.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Suraj Malu from Catamaran. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just had two questions. First of all, in transformer segment, what is our utilization? And second is, like, the capacity expansion, like, by when will that be expanded to 25,000 MVA? Is it like 3 years from now, or will it be ready in 1 year?
Mukul?
Yes, sir. Our transformer capacitation is in the range of around 80%. One aspect I would like to clarify that there are repeat inspections and multiple stage inspections of the customers in a manufacturing setup like transformer. So some degree of capacity gets lost because of that repeat inspection. Otherwise, we are around 80%. And our transformer expansion projects are intended to be completed in next 12 to 15 months.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Alok Ranjan from 361 AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my question is pertaining to the comments that we have made in the annual report that the export revenue, we can increase the export revenue contribution from 5% to 20% over the next 4-5 years. And also we are saying that currently the domestic demand is higher, so we can't, you know, cater to the exports. And looks like that when the capacity will come up, obviously then we can cater to export market. So can we say that we are confident that once the capacity will be there, like by FY25, so within 3 years, so let's say by 28, we will be able to inch up our exports contribution from 5% to 20%. And just associated question to that, so we are hearing more about the global supply chain realignment. India is having lower weight in the global supply chain in the industrial products, and it's likely to move up. So is it that thing which is also going to support us in terms of increasing the export contribution to a higher number in 3 years or something?
So to answer your question, this is the aim to which we are working. Beyond that, I won't be able to say. Supposing you say, if you ask your question, are you confident?
I mean, this is the aim for which we are working. Therefore, if we may succeed, we may not succeed. But we put our all our efforts to succeed in this area. I think I will stop at that level. Second question, I could not follow your question. You know, you said something like, you know, supply chain realignment.
China and all, I probably
hearing. More talking about China plus one. So anyway, our volumes are such, you know, I don't think it's going to have a big impact. You know, our volume, whatever we want to do, I think whether it is realignment or no alignment, I think we'll be able to do that. That's not a big thing.
Got it. So my second question is about the retrofit business opportunity. We have mentioned that around 2,500 crore opportunity is there in the export market in the retrofit business. Could you please elaborate how we are going to target that and how much time will it take to gain some sizable number out of it?
Retrofit opportunity in which segment?
So you have mentioned in the annual report in the power segment that there is a retrofit business opportunity closer to around 2,500 crore in exports market.
Mukul?
Yes, sir. Lot of infrastructure in Europe and USA is very old, almost to the tune of 40-45 years. So there, these requirements will come when they will replace the old, very old transformers by the new ones, or with the new standards, new efficiency levels. So now that part, as our portfolio is growing and we are adding the capacity, we also intend to focus on those markets capitalize on that opportunity. So that is what we have mentioned.
And sir, any timeline that we can think about in terms of how much share we can get out of this 2,500 crore opportunity that we're talking about?
We have already started quoting for them. A few orders we have already received from the markets like Greece. And we are working on other inquiries from Africa, from Europe, and from USA.
Got it. Perfect, sir. Last two questions from my side. One is that if you can help me with what is our market share in medium voltage switchgear? And also any progress that you can share on the EV motor and controller, which you said that you are the forerunner in the indigenously developed EV motor and controller for three-wheeler to bus segment. So these are the last two questions.
On the MV switchgear side, our market share will be close to around 17%. And the EV part, I'll request Mr. Ramesh to answer.
Yeah. So we have already answered this question. We are trying to tie up with the technology partner for the development of this motor and controller.
Right now, there is no market share.
Yeah. Currently, our market share is not there. We are yet to start.
Yeah. Got it. And there will be different tech partner for different category, for the three-wheeler different, and for the bus segment, it will be different, or it will be same tech partner across?
We really don't know this, actually. It can be the same person, it can be different. We really don't know at this point of time.
Got it, sir. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take this as the last question for the day. I will now like to hand over the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
So I think I thank all of you for participating in the call. I think we trust we are able to answer questions to your satisfaction. And I also thank IIFL team for organizing this call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of IIFL Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.